Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Glory, and I'm talking about, no wonder the calls are coming in. I'm sorry, I got it on mute, and I'm just exalting the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will start all over. Praise the Lord. To God, thank you, Pastor Betty and Sister Rachel. Father, we do honor you today. I glory to God. We can't even say that's the devil tonight. I have my phone on mute, but I exalt the Lord tonight and give God glory. Thank God for Jesus. Even in the Word, it says, laughter is as a medicine. I have to laugh at myself tonight, but we can't put that on the devil. I thank God, glory to God, for his great and mighty acts, and thanking him, glory to God, for bringing us together on the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio, the 6th anniversary. Praise the Lord. Amen. On time, but not in place. Isn't that something? Bless the Lord. I thank God, glory to God, for, as I was stating earlier, our theme is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, they open the door and come in and sup with him or dine with him and he with him. Praise the Lord. And then the other part of it was, can you hear me now? Are you listening? Do you have your ears open or is your heart open? Are you in place? Are you prepared, glory, to carry out whatever command or whatever God says and not on a part-time basis? What's hindering you? Oh, glory to God. You did run well. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. We got to bless the Lord, glory to God, because he gives us every opportunity, according to 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful to just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I am ecstatic and excited. Thank God for the man of God that brought the word on the message of breaking the bread of life on Sunday and Monday, Apostle D.C. Terry. God bless in such a miraculous way. Praise God. Any that like to hear any of the episodes from time past up until all week, an hour after it's, the podcast, then we can go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, it's spelled with D-E-V-I-N-E, connection for the ministry. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-A-V-I-N-E, connection, and you can go back and listen to other episodes. But we thank God tonight. We're looking so forward to this young minister of the gospel, anointed, intelligent young man. Glory to God, have the anointing in his life. The word is in him, a prayer warrior too as well. His mother, glory to God, Pastor Pugh, will introduce him, but I just want to thank God for him. I love him. I love his spirit. Humble but bold. A sweet spirit. Got a powerful testimony. Praise God. None other than Minister Lamondre Pugh. Praise God. But in the meantime, bless the Lord as we give glory and honor to the Lord tonight and all those of these prayer warriors that are so faithfully on the line every Monday night to pray at 7 o'clock and every second and fourth Sunday, whether they're speaking or supporting our speakers that are invited in to breaking the bread of life. Glory to God. They are faithful. Pray. Don't be on the phone trying to, how's your mama? Is your brother in jail? I want to come in praying the word, standing on the word. Thank God for the many miracles. Not exalting no flesh, but glory to God, not lying, but so many miracles, glory to God, has been wrought, and glory to God on there in encouragement, enlightenment, as we pray for the various things. I bless the Lord for this. In this time, 6 years going into our 70th, that God may get the glory. No flesh on parade. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Enough of that. At this time now, since we have enough people on the line that will be even prepared to hear what thus said the Lord, and the other ones, they can have to play catch up. Glory to God. Glory to God, because this train is still moving. Glory to God. The plane or however. Glory to God. I think we're going so far up. How far can we go past the 747? Because I'm telling you, where it opened up on the first night. Glory to God. I'm telling you. But as far as God want to take us in this word and this anointing and in our spirit man on this journey, if we allow him to, glory to God, as he wants to expand the kingdom in us and we expand the kingdom here on earth, bless the Lord. There's great and mighty things he still want to manifest. But his people that are called by his name, you got to be humble, got to have an ear to hear, got to have a repentant heart, turn it from the wicked ways, and glory to God how God will heal the land. We can hear from him. But praise God, it's too much of that in the body that is not lining up, that we can't do the greater exploits that we're to do. But if we come on one accord, well, we'll be able to force to be reckoned with, glory to God, against the devil and annihilate him. But thank God for those that are standing, that's on the wall, that's continued to carry out, glory to God, their assignment, continue to cry loud, spare not, telling God's people of their transgressions, not only that, but the exaltation, the encouragement, the enlightenment, bringing truth to the table. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask none other than our dear Sister Rachel will come forth, glory to God, with our scripture reading tonight, and then we will have Minister Ely. Praise the Lord. Got to make sure I pull her name up, I mean her phone number up. But at this time, the line is open for you, my dear, for to read our scripture. Come on, sister. All right. Keep the prayers going. We know we have another little aggravation from the trick of the enemy to try to come in to interfere on this. Wait a minute, sister, if you haven't spoken yet, hold on a minute. My system is trying to lock up, but we're going to get this work done. So no matter what, the enemy is a defeated foe. We're not defeated. The enemy is. So praise God. And I have two of them back up over here trying to make sure, praise the Lord, that I don't get caught up without being able to have one of them working. Are you there, Sister Rachel?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Our scripture reading will be coming from Galatians 5 and 1 and John 8 and 32. I'm starting with Galatians 5 and 1. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now we're going over to John 8 and 32, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen.
Praise God. Okay, praise God. Bless the Lord. My young lady is using a different number tonight, so we have to find out for Minister Ely. She's going to bring forth, glory to God, our prayer now. Amen.
Good evening. Greetings. Honor to God. Honor to Pastor Hubbard, the speaker of the night, and all those in the household of faith tonight. Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humble as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I ask you to please forgive me for anything displeasing your sight, word, deed, or thought. But God, I pray right now that you continue to bless this anniversary week, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will come across the airwaves, God, in the name of Jesus, that you have given technology that you can connect people and still hear a right now word. So, God, we pray right now that our ears and our hearts be open to hear the word tonight. God, we bless the speaker, God, that you would continue to bless Minister Tyron. Lord, that you will bless my cousin, God, that you would continue to encourage him, strengthen him, and God, the word that is being spoken tonight be a word for us, God, that we can hear, we can endure, and we can stand firm and fitted that this is a word, God, for us. And God, I pray for all the speakers that have already spoken for the week and those who to come, that you will bless them. We bind up any distractions. We bind up anything that will hinder them. We bind up even the distraction of tonight with this system. Lord, we just give you the glory for the tenacity, the push, the drive for Pastor Hubbard to continue to do the work of the kingdom. We ask you to continue to bless her. God, we bless for everyone who had an ear to hear and come on tonight, that you will bless them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically, and God, that we will be in place and position to take in your word, hear it, do it, and move forward in our lives. We give you the glory, the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord for the scripture reading and the anointing of the prayer. As we're going to get prepared now, glory to God, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to give have free reign for our brother, glory to God, to come forth and let the Lord use him. So at this time, we're going to ask none other than the closest person to him, other than Jesus Christ. Praise God, one of the very ones that even bursted into this natural body. But praise God, the spiritual man, Jesus Christ, glory to God, has blessed him into this kingdom. So we're looking forward to a move of God. So at this time, Glory, I give ear now to none other than Pastor Betty Q to introduce her son, Minister Lamondre. Glory to God, Q. Amen.
Bless the Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name. I thank God for this opportunity tonight. And truly, it is an honor for me to introduce my son. Let me share a few things with you about him, just a few little things. He was born and raised here in Columbia, South Carolina. He has an older sister, Lolita, whom he simply adores. She really is his hero. And at 18 months old, Teron was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. And the doctor said that he would not live to be 5, or if he did, he would be a vegetable. Because of the type of muscular dystrophy he had at such an early age, it normally shows up in adults or teenagers. Well, the doctor and the devil is a liar. He is 48 years old, and even though he's wheelchair confined and totally dependent on others, that does not define him nor limit what God has called him to do. At age 11, he received the Holy Spirit. He attended public schools, graduated, went to college here at Midland Tech, and became president of the student body. He did his initial sermon in 2001 under the leading of Richard C. L. Lawrence Kenyon. He's actually a speaker, a consultant, a trainer, an entrepreneur, a life coach, and a CEO of Billion Strong. He's also a 2020 Mentoring Hall of Fame inductee, and he received an honorary doctorate degree in Christian Humanities from the School of the Great Commission. He has traveled extensively throughout the United States, speaking until COVID came in. And in 2019, or the beginning of 2020, it was prophesied to him that God said, speak, speak. Now, this is at the start of COVID. And Teron has been the headliner, the main speaker. He's been consulting, doing workshops, conducting diversity training, seminars, and develop strategies to people in Kenya, Geneva, Switzerland, England, Saudi Arabia, just to name a few of the places that he's spoken in. And then he did all of this from his office at his desk in his home. God has a plan. When God say do it, you do it, because he already worked it out, even in the midst of COVID. So I said that, and this is how I see my son. He is living proof that with God, all things are possible. God has allowed him to sit and consult with millionaires and some of the top Fortune 500 companies, such as Microsoft, IBM, Lilly, the drug company, Hewlett Packard, and Duke, just to name a few. He's a strong believer and living proof that all things are possible with Jesus Christ, and he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. So I proudly, and I'm so very humble, to present and introduce my baby boy to you all, Dr. Lamondre T. Q. Son, let the Lord use you. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. First of all, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, and my auntie, Prophetess Barbara Hubbard, my mother, Betty Q, Pastor Betty, who is the pastor of Warriors of Truth Ministry, and to everybody that honor is due. In listening to my mother speak about the things that I've been able to do, that I've been allowed to do, honestly, it's kind of taken my breath away a bit. And the reason that is because while you're doing it, you're not thinking about exactly what it is that you're doing. You're not thinking about the magnitude. You're not even thinking most of the time about what this really means in the big scheme of things. It is just my point to serve, to do what it is that I can do. And what's interesting about that, a lot of times we don't view those kinds of things as ministry because we say, well, it's secular, or that's in business, or that's in human services. But remember, we are called to serve. We are called to have dominion. We are called to build the kingdom And the kingdom does not necessarily mean within your church. It does not necessarily mean within the four walls. It is to have dominion in the land. This is why Jesus so clearly said to us, go into the world and bring them to me. Lift me up, and I will draw them. And I'm extremely humbled. I'm extremely humbled because it wasn't until recently when I was asked questions about some of the things that I've done that I really started to count it up and really look at it because, as my mother said earlier, when I was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, the prognosis was dim. It was said that I would not live to be 5 years old, and if I did do anything beyond that, that I would be, in their words, a vegetable. But the truth is, God had other plans, and he took what was a perceived weakness, what was a perceived fault, what was perceived as brokenness, and he used it. In fact, I remember one day, I was in Chicago, I believe it was, and I was about to speak for an event, and I was sitting at the hotel, and I remember hearing it as clear as day, I will bless you so that my glory will be seen. And at the time, I didn't really know exactly what that meant, but I see the manifestation of it now. And it is humbling. And it also presents to me the reality of the weightiness of the responsibility of what it is to truly serve. And I'm thankful. Thank you for the opportunity to share tonight, Auntie Prophetess Hubbard. And let's go. Let's go into it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we stand together today, I pray that your word comes forth, that you speak through my mouth, that you think through my thoughts, that you decrease me and you increase you, Father. I will stop when you say stop. I will say what you tell me to say. Nothing more and nothing less, Father. I bless you. And I thank you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. The thing that is for this sixth anniversary is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And the end part is, can you hear me now? And my particular topic is called Missing in Action. And what I'd like to do is expound a bit more on that scripture from Revelation. And I'm going to go from Revelation's, the third chapter, from the 19th through the 21st verse. And it reads this. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Missing in action. Missing in action is a military classification that's assigned to members of the armed forces or even their combatants that are missing. They can't find them, but they have not been confirmed either dead or alive, but they've been reported as missing. And it could be that they've been captured, that they've been wounded, that they've been killed or, you know, in battle or even executed. But what we do know is that they have not been accounted for. When I was preparing for this, and I've been preparing for this for a while, I thought of so many things that I could say. I thought about, hey, open up with a song and sing or break these particular points down or pull this in and pull that in. And usually there is a flow. But this time I heard it so clearly. Speak the simple truth. No fanfare, none of that. Just speak to my people tonight. And that's what we're going to do. So in this third chapter of Revelation, this particular passage was written to the church of Laodicea. And if you would go back and look a little further, you would see that the Spirit was telling this church that they were proud, that they were haughty, that they trusted in their riches, that they were lukewarm, that they were not hot nor cold, and that he would spew them out of his mouth. Now, what's interesting about Laodicea is that this particular church was indeed a Christian church. This was not an outside entity that God was speaking to. This was not a foreigner that was detached from the body of believers. But this was a church, a Christ-centered church. In fact, if you look earlier on in the scriptures, you'll see there were several messages given to several different churches. But this particular message was given to the church at Laodicea. And let me give just a little bit of background about Laodicea. Laodicea was a Roman province in China. And when you saw the criticism that came forth about Laodicea, you saw that they were criticized because of their lust for wealth and the fact that they had it. They felt that they were rich and happy, that they were satisfied. And that's what they believed in, because they had so many goods and so much money, and they were set. Well, let me give you the reason why they were so set in terms of financial gain. It was not because they were so smart. It was not because they worked so hard. It was not because they had done some, astronomical feat. But the reason they were so prosperous was simply because of position, because of where they were located. They were on a main trade route. And in that area, in that port, in that space, large amounts of money exchanged hands, because this was an international port. This was an international exchange depot. And they not only traded in large amounts of money, but they also traded in the very valuable black wool. And so it was not necessarily that they had to work so hard to amass that wealth, but it was simply because of position, where they were. Nothing that they did, nothing that they worked so hard for, but this is what it was. And they began, because of that position, to favor the benefits of that position versus the mission of that position. So essentially, they became missing in action. And let me go a little bit deeper into this missing in action piece. As I said, this is a classification for members of the armed forces. So in other words, you would not describe a civilian as missing in action. You would not describe someone who is not a part of the family or a part of the operation or a part of the order as missing in action. These are for people in the house. Laodicea was a church that was missing in action. Oh, they were positioned in the right place. However, they seem to have deserted their post. Now, many times we look at things and people and situations that we see in the Bible, and we take the example, but we kind of distance it far away. We look at what Peter did. We look at what Paul did. We look at what David did. And somehow we remove ourselves out of that situation. Especially when we consider the work that we have already done in the past and where God has put us and how he has positioned us and the places that he has set us in, and we become very, very grounded in our territory, we begin to feel like we've got this. This is solid. We are here. We really don't need anything else because all is right with us and God. Another example of what God pointed out to the church at Laodicea was that they didn't even realize that they were missing. They didn't realize that they were missing it. In other words, they felt comfortable. They felt grounded. They felt as if all was right with them. And we oftentimes begin to look at others and say, yeah, they need to get that right. Ooh, this is a terrible church. I wouldn't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be lukewarm. Yeah, might not want to be, but in so many instances we are. And I will tell you this as well. When the world stood still because of the COVID pandemic, many of us had to regroup. Many of us had to find new ways to fulfill the mission that we've been called to. And some did not survive. Some did not make it. And even though many of those hurdles that we've had to overcome, and we celebrate overcoming those hurdles, we celebrate the fact that many of us are still here, we're still longing for what was in the past. We're still clinging to the way that things were just 3-4 years ago. And many of us could not make the pivot. Many of us could not make the transition to do something different, to do something new. And we so longed for what it used to be. But the truth is, God is standing at the door knocking and saying, can you hear me now? We are approaching this in a different way. So often, we miss the move of God because we're so locked into how we think it's supposed to be, as opposed to moving with the urging of the Spirit that is saying, this is where I am. God is everywhere. God is kinetic. God is always moving, and he's always solid. And with that movement, we must be willing to move with him. We must be willing to go with him. There are several things that has been pressed upon my spirit to share with you. And again, I told you this was going to be very simple, very basic, because this is what he's rested in my heart. Number one, it is a new day. It is a new day. And God is requiring us to move with him now. We often talk about kingdom work. We often talk about the moves of the Spirit and how mighty God is in terms of what our experience has been. But he is saying, come up higher. There is something greater. There is something more. You have no idea what dominion looks like. And I am calling you to dominate. Let me show you. The second thing he said to me, his purpose is always over position. I'm going to repeat that. His purpose is always over position. We always should give honor to where honor is due, praise to whom praise is due. But position, in many instances, can create a sense of pride, a sense of arrogance, when God's whole thing is Your purpose is the reason that position exists. There is a purpose behind that. And so always focus on purpose. I know that many of the things that that I've seen and that I've done in the world, people want to tie a title or a position to it. And again, I fully understand that, and I give honor to where honor is due. And if I am owed honor, I accept that as well. But so often we lose ourselves in position, and we forget that our position is about service and that our call is to serve God and also to serve humanity. Position, purpose over position. He says in this passage, Revelations, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." This is God's plea to say, yes, you may be out of pocket. Yes, you don't know that you're lost, but I'm telling you this, and I'm giving you the opportunity to come to me, to come to where I am. I am knocking at your door. All you have to do is let me in. And remember, this is not a message for those who are outside of the body of believers. This is for us. So he told me that this is a warning, that this is his plea, because he wants relationship. It's not about the ritual. It's not about the tradition. It is not about the titles. It is not about the position. It is about the relationship with him, and it is about the purpose. His purpose was never to build cathedrals of pride, to build monuments of achievement, but always to direct men and women towards him, wherever they are. Direct men and women towards him. That's our job. That is our job. And his purpose for us, his mission for us, is to do that on a daily. This is why he talks so much about kingdom. This is why he talks so much about dominion. That the kingdom that he is establishing, the kingdom that is his, we have to be out there. We have to be out there operating in the spaces and the places and everything so that he can be seen, so that he can be glorified, so that he can be exalted. Again, it is a warning and an understanding that he loves us dearly and that he wants us to thirst after him, and that all of those other things, they will be added to us. But first, hunger and thirst and chase after him. I often think of the story of David, and I realized that when the prophet went in search of who the next king would be, that when he went out, they did not know, the people that he approached did not know what his purpose was. In fact, when Jesse brought his sons before the prophet, they looked fantastic. In fact, Saul was fantastic. He was head and shoulders above the rest. The boys that Jesse brought before the prophet, they looked fantastic. But the oil would not flow. It was not them. And then he said, do you have any more children? He said, I have one more. Jesse said, I have one more. And he is in the field. Go get him. David comes and stands before him. God tells him, this is the one. He anointed the boy in front of all of his brothers, in front of his father. And then the boy returned to the field. Now I want you to understand something. David had no idea that he was just anointed as king. The brothers, the father, none of them knew that this is what that was about. David went back to the field. He killed the lion. He killed the bear. Protected the sheep. He went on to kill Goliath. All of this time, David did not know. Neither his father nor his brothers, nor none of them knew that he was anointed to be king. But God's purpose was far greater than the position. In fact, had David known why, if he knew what that position was going to be, it probably would have thwarted his journey. It probably would have destroyed the process of getting him ready for a king, ready to have that dominion, ready to establish kingdom. I believe that we may never know exactly what the position is or why we've been anointed to do certain things, why we've been anointed with certain gifts, with certain skills. And in fact, many times we'll try to fit skills and giftings into places they don't belong because this is the tradition that we've been lined up to. But God understands it. This is why I say live on purpose, live in God's purpose, because it's far greater than position. And you will, long before you have the title, long before you have the position, you will operate in the anointing. Missing in action. God, we hear you knocking. We hear your voice. We open the door and we invite you in to come and sup with us. We repent and we're open. God, we bless you and we love you and we praise you and we thank you because your word clearly says for those that you love, you rebuke and you chasten. And we thank you for your love. And we zealously reach for you. God, we bless you. Father, thank you. Thank you. I pray that the Lord bless you with this. I sincerely struggled with this, and he told me just as clear as day, just speak. Just speak. Open your mouth, and I'll flow through you. Bless you. Prophetess Hubbard.
Glory to your most God. This was not a simple message. This was a powerful, life-changing, transformation message. My son, glory to God, the anointed vessel of God, I kid you not, God used you greatly. It was so many profound things in this. So I'm not going to take this any further with any remarks, but I just had to plug that in there. This was nothing but Holy Spirit using you. But at this time, we're going to leave the door open for anyone that needs prayer. And after, glory to God, the prayer requests are made as we open the lines, praise God for you to pray, or however God uses you in this situation, then we'll have Prophetess Bird, and then Pastor Betty, and then I'll check and see if the other apostle is on the line to go in that order after the prayers for any remarks, or because I know God has something in their spirits to say unto glory out this vessel, because truly my heart's burning. I'm telling you so much. I know I'm going to be going back listening to this again tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, the lines are open. I got a couple more open, but those that for the line is open. If you got a prayer request right now, we want to move glory to God by the Spirit and no lingering. Just your request known to minister. We'll be on the line supporting with prayer with him in agreement. But the man of God, glory to God, has spoken. There's something God's dealing with your spirit. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And when God's speaking or dealing with us about it, we don't need to put it off. We need to just flow with it, whether we're in home church, at home, on the phone, wherever, conference, or however. Just let the Lord have his way. At this time, the line is open for anybody to desire prayer. Remarks will be later.
Amen. This is Brother Robert Black. God bless you. My prayer is that I'm standing in the gap for my brother. He has surgery on his hip, and the hospital is trying to exit him out of the hospital because of his insurance, but he needs to stay somewhere until he's healthy. And would you touch and agree with me on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's your brother's name?
John Black.
John Black. Father, right now we pray for John Black. God, we pray that the situations that surround him, God, that he gets the resources that he needs, even the place to stay, God, that you open doors, Father, and that you send people to him that can help him find the resources, God, and heal his body, God. Whatever is missing, whatever is broken, whatever is lacking, God, we pray you intervene, God, and show them something amazing. Open doors that people say can't be open, Father. Show them favor, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Let it flow now. Anyone else?
Good evening.
Miss Ely?
I'm just going to say good evening. I just would like to continue this prayer for my family, but also for my body, but also just for my workplace. I just trying to bind the enemy of just not having a hostile environment. I just started a new job, and I went in it very excited, and just some little bit of turbulence that I just feel like the enemy's trying to have a little fox with a couple colleagues, and I'm just want to stay the course to enjoy what God has given me and, you know, be there for the time that he has for me, and just looking for opportunities of growth. And so just also going in me to just continue to keep myself humble and be what he's called me to be, to just be the light in the midst of the storm.
You know what? This is the opportunity for growth. This is what you're experiencing right now is your opportunity for growth. And you've already spoken it. You've already spoken it out of your mouth. So we know that it's the little foxes that destroy the vine, right? We've heard that. We've read that a million times. But this is your opportunity for growth right now. And so it's not about God changing the situation, but it really is about changing your perspective of the situation. One of the things that God said to me is that we are here to dominate. Now, when I say dominate, I mean to have dominion. Now, that doesn't mean you go in and take over. That doesn't mean, you know, when you speak, you're like Eve Hutton. Everybody listens. It doesn't mean that. But it means that you are in a proving ground. You are in a proving ground. And I pray God grant you the grace for you to move through this, that you learn, that you build, and that muscle grows bigger. Because the truth is, so many times we're in situations, particularly new situations, and we're looking for things. We're looking for past experiences and past things that have happened. But he says, I am doing a new thing, and that new thing is not with them. It's in you. It's in you. So learn from this, grow in this, and walk into it humbly, because there's a powerful, powerful purpose that God has for you. But in order for you to fulfill it, you are going to have to learn how to cope in different environments and how to grow in different environments. Bless you.
Amen.
Hello, this is Linda King, and I want to say that I've been blessed by your sermons this evening, Pastor Pugh, and I also ask for prayers as well. Been having experiencing back pain since January, and been to a lot of specialists, and of course, your story is so encouraging to me this evening. The last visit I got yesterday, pretty much saying that the pain was in my mind. So I just ask that you put some protection around me, because it seems like the enemy want to attack me, and I know that God is greater, and I know he's going to heal me. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he'll do it. And I thank you.
Right.
I thank you for your open honesty and your sermon this evening. It really helped me.
Bless
I should
you.
Ask you for prayer as well.
Absolutely. Where right on your back?
It's actually from the top of my back to the middle of my back. So it's pretty much all over.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the whole back. Seemed like everything in it. And like I said, the last diagnosis yesterday, this is in your mind. So I'm like, why would I want to inflict pain on myself?
Right. I've gotten diagnoses very similar to that. When they couldn't figure it out, it was on me. Or with me, it was much more, it's just the muscular dystrophy.
Right.
But what I do understand is that it's not important to us in terms of how God is going to do it. Just know that he has already done it. Know that he has already done it. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. So it is already done.
Amen.
But I will tell you, you believe that it's already done, and you start to ask God, Lord, where do I need to touch my body? Where do I need to place my hand? And I know it sounds really strange. It sounds really, really strange. But I did something about 2 weeks ago. I was actually experiencing pain in my shoulders and around my sinuses. And a friend said, well, there are pressure points on your body. The problem is you can't touch them yourself. And we were online. We were talking online. He said, but begin to visualize those areas in your mind. Begin to visualize those areas. And as I began to do that, the areas that I needed to touch, the areas that I needed to massage, I felt a tapping, like I was touching them with my hand. Now, I can't use my hands. Okay, I can use them, but I can only use them very limited. I mean, I have some movement in my right hand, but I began to focus on that. I began to tap, and I felt a physical tapping on my body, and within moments, my sinuses opened. In moments, the headache released. So I say this again to you. It's not important as to how God is going to heal it. Just know that he already has. And you begin to focus within your own mind. And I'm not buying into what they say that it's in your mind. It might be true, but I don't want to hurt, and I don't want you to hurt. So use that. And I believe that God has given us so much wisdom and so many things around us that can help us even in our own bodies if we just tap into it. Sometimes natural medicine, sometimes conventional medicine simply won't work, and they don't have the answers. But it's in you. It definitely is. You focus in your mind on those areas, and not concentrating on the pain, but concentrating on the outcome. Concentrate what it is that you want and watch the Holy. Watch the Lord move. And you will feel the heat. You will feel his healing virtue. I call it done in Jesus' name. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Anyone else?
Praise the
Lord. We don't want to hold
the
line
up. Would you pray with me that I walk in my calling? I've been prophesied to so many times that God's got a calling on my life to teach the word. I just want to walk in my calling. I just want whatever Jesus wants for me.
You said you had a calling in your life to do what?
They said, well, people have prophesied to me and told me I had a calling in my life to teach the word of God.
Okay.
I just want to do what Jesus wants me to do.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Absolutely. Do you feel that call?
I had a vision when I was 12. I was always afraid to go up in the top of the pipe house. I don't know if you know what that is. That's where they used to put the tobacco to take it off. But they would always have to bring mine downstairs. And this particular day, the anointing of the Lord fell on me and took me up in the top of the pipe house. And I remember speaking in tongues, and I remember the double doors opening up, and it was like I was floating down through a multitude of people, and I was telling them about Jesus. I do remember that, and I remember my sister running, going to tell my mother, and my mama said, there's nothing wrong with her. The anointing just fell on her. She got the Holy Ghost. God is using her. And that's what I remember.
Right. Do you currently feel that call?
I know he's got a call on my life, but he's shaping and molding me. That's what I'm feeling. He's getting me ready.
Right.
I can't move till Jesus tell me to move, no matter what someone says. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what somebody
says, right.
I ought to do, I cannot. I will not. I obey Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
So ever since I was a child, I was prophesied to pretty heavily about a number of different things, a number of different callings. But it wasn't until the Lord started dealing with me personally about it that I accepted any of it. And let me tell you this. Whatever the call is that God has for you, he will put a hunger in your heart for it. He will create the desire if you're rooted in him. So if you're, and I remember praying to God, God, what is my purpose? What is my mission? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Well, and I expected God to open up the sky as fun. You are to blah, 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 blah. And bam, I knew what it was from that point on. That never happened. Never. But what did happen was he led me through the scriptures. He led me through the scriptures and he showed me myself in so many different forms and so many different shapes. And then he said, and whatever you set your hand to do, it shall prosper. Then he planted a desire in my heart. He planted a desire in my heart to really speak his word to people. And when I say his word, I'm not just talking about standing in the pulpit preaching.
Mm-mm.
I'm not just talking about teaching people scripture, verse, and chapter, but teaching people the word of God through my everyday life living. And that led me to purpose more than anything else. I remember I had been a minister in the church for quite some time. I was very frustrated. I'm just going to be transparent.
I was extremely frustrated with where I was and what I was being taught and what I was doing. And I had been faithful for 13 years in this position, faithful. But I was incredibly frustrated. And one day I was speaking at a conference on technology. And as I stood there on stage, I felt the anointing of God as if I was standing in the pulpit. And there was a choir behind me and all of the trappings of church. And after I got off the stage, folks gave me a standing ovation. And I was talking about technology. I was talking about computers. When I got off the stage, people said, "That was so powerful. Where does that come from?" And I was able to share with them my faith. So you have a beautiful desire in terms of doing what it is that God wants you to do, and that's where you should be. You should be focused on, Lord, what it is that you want me to do. But also ask God to give you the desire, the skill, and the direction to get that. Because I heard you say to teach the word. Well, one of the things with teaching the word is that you must be deeply rooted in the word. It must be deeply rooted in you. And so be about the study. Say again.
I enjoy telling people about Jesus and things that Jesus has done for me. He healed me from 7 heart blockages and a massive stroke.
That is fantastic. And I'll tell you, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But you said your purpose was to teach the word. And if that is it, then you need to be ingrained in what you are going to teach, if that is it. And so right now I pray, Father, Lord, please give this sister direction and clarity. God, give her the desire of her heart. And God, take the blinders off. So that when you present it to her, she will recognize it, that she will see it and embrace it, Father. Open her ears, open her eyes, God. Not necessarily to a bunch of people coming in and saying things, but to your word and your will and your voice, God. And give her a desire that burns so deeply that it makes her restless until she begins to pursue it. I call it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. It's Evangelist Steele.
Yes.
And I was asking for prayer for continued healing in my body from a brain surgery a couple years ago and now having some nerve issues. And just to stay focused and on track for working with marriage ministries. And we had to take a little break. And it's time to get back working with the ministry and just to be on the same page with God and, you know, all right. of God dealing with ministry and not just Lady O.
Hmm. And not just what?
Lady O, that's what I refer to myself as, Lady O.
Oh, you're Lady O, okay. All right. I was, what? Wait a minute, what's Lady O? Okay. Fantastic. So you said healing regarding some nerve issues that you're having as a result of,
yes.
of brain surgery, was it?
Yeah, I had brain surgery 3.5 years ago. I had a brain tumor. And this year I'm starting to have some weakness on one side of my body, and now they're thinking I have nerve damage. So we're going back and forth to the doctor to see about that.
Okay, all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, again, we're asking for healing, Father. God, there may be suspected nerve damage there, Lord, but you created these nerves, God.
Yes.
God, you said by your stripes we are healed, so she is healed. Okay. This is what I'm hearing. You need to move. You need to move your body. You need to move your limbs. You need to move your extremities. What? Okay. There are sometimes nerves can be pinched, sometimes they can be squeezed, sometimes they can be restricted. And mm-hmm. in order to free them up, you have to begin to move. And when I say move, I'm not talking about strenuous things. I'm talking about slow stretching. I'm talking about the term nerve gliding is coming to me, and I've actually experienced that. But the other piece of that, and this is tied in so interesting. It's about being about that ministry. Not saying that your healing is tied up into that, but you need to really get about that and be about that. And make it about the present. Make it about the preservation of those unions, and not about Lady O, not about anybody else, any accolades or anything like that. Really become concerned about the preservation of true godly unions. Because so often, and I'm not saying this is you, I'm just speaking what I hear. So often, we go into service and create monuments to ourselves, not even knowing it. Not even realizing it. It becomes a very personality-based thing. But make the mission of this about the preservation of godly units, of godly mm-hmm. families, and really make that the mission. Really make it the mission. Accolades will come. Praise will come. But they are nothing. They are nothing, nothing, nothing at all. But it's about impact. It's about effectiveness. Why is this coming to me? Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, I am nothing. That I wish I could give you more on that, but I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, God bless you.
Bless you.
Anyone else?
Glory to God, as the man of God says, that have a desire for prayer. We don't want a time to linger. It's the anointing. It's the source of you. I pray, God, glory to God, for you. For you, glory to God, allowing yourself to be used for God tonight with that word, and also for the ministering that was just done. So I'm going to open the door up. Leave space.
I have two more prayer requests real quick.
Pardon me?
I said, excuse me, I have two more prayer requests real quick.
Okay. Let me see if any lines are not open. Oh, every line is open, though.
No, I have same for,
okay, go ahead.
One of them is I want to ask for prayer for my husband as he is closing one chapter and just praying for God's direction. He is getting ready to, thank you, Lord, getting ready to graduate, Lord willing, and we believe in God that he's going to finish this class. But just asking God to give him direction as he's closing this chapter and opening a new chapter for our direction where I may be taking a leap of faith in professionalism. And just some things that I know that I'm asking God to do for him as well as for us. But and then also, I'm not going to say a name. Hello?
It's an echoing, so is it two lines open at your...
No.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Okay. And also just that prayer, but also we have a family member, just in case anyone's on the line. I don't want anybody saying disrespect, but our 92-year-old aunt, I'm just asking, it was on my heart, and so I'm asking to please lift her up, because I know God is able, even in her older age, that he can shift and manifest, and her test that she's going through right now to be a testimony, because she's near and dear to my heart and a lot of us on this line. So I'm just praying that God would turn her situation completely around, and that is on my heart, and that is my prayer every day, but it is I'm requesting that tonight.
Absolutely. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for clarity. We thank you for direction. We thank you for guidance, Father. Father, we simply pray for the husband, God. We pray that you open doors for him, God, and that you give him, God, that you awaken the lion that's within him, and that he provides and that he protects and that he leads in the direction that you would have him to go, God. Give him clarity and give him strength. And God, give him his roar. Give him his roar. He's a man of great impact, and he will be, even if it doesn't quite seem like it now. He is a man of great impact, and he will have great impact. Support him. Support him and follow. Follow. Because God's got something amazing in store there. And Father, we also pray for healing. We pray for peace. We pray for comfort. We honor Auntie God. And God, I pray that those who surround her, God, I pray that those who surround her will give her the support that she needs and support her all the way through, God. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. We call it done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. That's it.
Praise those hands of God, out of the mighty hands of God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Restore the virtue back to the serpent, Lord. In Jesus' name. At this time, we'll have Prophetess Bird with her remarks. Pastor Betty. I can't remember who else was after. Bless the Lord. And then any ministers or pastors afterwards, and anyone that has remarks, but we want to keep it flowing. This time, we receive Prophetess Bird.
Hallelujah. I give glory and honor to God, and I ask God tonight for his visitation and his presence. Young man, I tell you, the whole time, I don't know what this is, but the whole time you were speaking, I was weeping. I said, God, what in the world is this? I'm just weeping the whole time. But you were just ministering and looked like it was just to me. And I was weeping. And one of the things that you said was so powerful that we all need to get inside of us, because sometimes it's just a pop-up word. Just something that you say, with all you said was great and wonderful and something that can marinate in our spirit. But the one thing that you said, and we need to grab that, is purpose and not position. And if we understand and know who we are, oh, God, we can be so powerful. And we won't get caught up in position. And a lot of times, because we are positioned in place, that we forget that God is knocking at that door, but we don't hear him because we're so into self. And when we are in the position where God called us to be, oh, man, we will be that force that you're talking about to be reckoned with. And I just want to tell you, I enjoyed that so much. So much, and I know it was for me. reading cold. That's just like spirit. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the message that you brought. And I thank God for the powerful man of God that you are. And I pray that you know who you are. Because when you speak, I need to tell you, when you speak, the atmosphere changes. Because I'm sitting here weeping.
Oh,
atmosphere. So God bless you and thank you so much for your obedience to be a part of this. Because I believe in my heart, and I've said it to Pastor BJ, that this is going to be life-changing for the listeners of the word. So praise God for you, brother. Love you.
Bless you. Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
But praise the Lord. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to say that anyhow because it's mine. But if it was not on point, I would also say that. I've heard my child minister before, but this was a different tone, Ron. You brought this word forth differently this time. And I understood what you were saying when you said God said make it simple. Just put it out there. A scripture came to mind as he was speaking, and the scripture says, our people that know their God should do great exploits. Our people that know their God. And you talked about the church of Macedonia. We're talking about the church. He's talking to us, the people today. And there's been so much falling away. But God has purpose because the word says that there would be a great falling away. And we see the end time happen. We see it in creation. We see it in the church. But those of us that know their God, those of us that are sincerely want to answer that knock at the door, knowing that we're here on purpose, and we need to seek God even the more so we can fulfill that purpose that he's called us to. Son, I enjoyed your word thoroughly. God bless you. You make your mama proud for it. Not only did the way you speak, but the depth and the way that you allow God to use you, and you speak with thus says the Lord. I appreciate that in you, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
Praise God. Any other ministers or anyone else that has to say, I don't know whether Apostle Burton wanted to be on so bad tonight as our Bible study, but I don't know whether she was able to make it or not. But nevertheless, she definitely wanted to hear you. But anyone else that have any, we don't want to hold up the line. You have any remarks this time? Let it flow. You got 2 minutes. You can flow with it.
Good evening. Again, honor to God, honor to Pastor Hubbard, Pastor Betty, any other pastors, Pastor Bird, and to the man of God, my cousin tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I just think that I'm just always in awe in your presence when I see you on Facebook or anything. Like, I just think that it's just amazing, your testimony, that it, and if it just even seeing you recently, it's just like, God, just give me strength, because just to see all that he is doing through you in spite of what the world would say a challenge or a disability, you have done so many great things. And so I just sit here and just in awe. It was such an amazing word, even you speaking to my spirit and hearing others, that I can just concur that God is just doing something great in your life. I would just say, just continue you to stay humble, continue to speak the word. Don't allow anything in life to distract you, money or anything else. Just continue to do his word, because you're getting ready to just do some things around this country, around this world, that's going to blow people's mind from where they see you sitting versus who you are standing tall, which I'm just saying, like, if I never knew your story, I could just see, like, this amazing tall man just standing and just, oh, my God, I'm just so blessed tonight. I'm thankful that I have had to be on another conference call, that it didn't go as long, and I stayed on the line. So I thank God that I stayed and listened to everything, because it was just such a blessing. I mean, I'm truly just blessed, and I receive your word. I really do. And thank you.
Bless you. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much. Okay. Somebody two was talking.
Go ahead, my dear. Mm-hmm. Pastor Sims.
I give.
I'm just in awe of the word and all of the messages and all of the blessings that came forth tonight from Minister Brother Pugh. It was just really profound. And I wrote down a few things, but I think the biggest thing that impacted me most in this message was, which was not a simple message, it was it's life-changing. And so we're looking sometimes for things to happen one way, and God changes it, and it comes another way, which throws her off. But he is God, and he knows just how to do things. And another one was, don't worry about the title. What is your purpose? Now that is amazing. What is your purpose? Because God wants a relationship with us. And tonight, all of these things, as many things as we wrote, as many things as we felt that it was given under the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I want to say thank you so much for the great blessing that you have given unto me tonight. It's food for thought, food for change. And we love you so much. I love you, Mama, and all of you. So we can live long and prosper in the way and keep blessing people with messages from God Almighty. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you.
Okay, this is your Jamaican auntie, my baby. oh my God, this is just so much awesome, such a strong and powerful, awesome word. It's just so much in it, and all I can say is just thank you. But I also want to just acknowledge that I received the seriousness of this word. Like you said, it's a warning. And I receive it as such. There's so much awesome word I wrote down. But one of the things that stood out to me is like, his purpose is always, and I underline that, is always over position. Focus on his purpose. And that is so powerful, because we so often get caught up into what I'm supposed to do, my title or whatever it is, but it's always go back to its purpose. And I also wrote down, we can be in the midst of a good environment and still miss, you know, and I like that you went in, you really emphasized that at the beginning about the people from letters, I can't say that word, you know, your auntie tongue is twisted, but that they were focusing, Laodicea, they were in the middle, they had riches, all these things was available to them, but they were missing it. So often we are in the midst of a good environment, we are in the often of a good word, we are in the surrounded by wonderful, awesome things, but we're still missing it. We're still missing the purpose of God. We're still missing what we're supposed to be doing. We're still pointing finger or whatever it is we're missing. So, and you know, I'm military, so that draw me in and focus. Missing in action. You're in the midst of it, and it's focused on us. So we're in the midst of what we're supposed to be, but we're missing that, whatever that it is that we're supposed to be doing, that we are called to do, whatever it is, we are missing it. So I just love you. I thank you for this awesome, awesome word, and I'm so proud. When your mom gave the introduction, I want to stand up and clap. I was just so proud of you and when you started. So awesome. I just can't wait to give you that hug and say thank you for that good, good word. And I receive it with that seriousness that it was intended and a warning that comes with it. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray God blessing on you and that he continue to use you, bless you, multiply back to you, and even restore you for the anointing and all that you put out tonight. In Jesus' name.
Bless you. That's it. Love you. Thank you.
Love you, baby.
I
my Mother Alexander on the line? Mother Alexander, are you there? Maybe she dropped off. Praise God.
I wanted to confirm something that Pastor Bird said. Stephanie texted me afterwards, and she said Pastor Bird was right. When he speaks, it changed the atmosphere. Stephanie's very sensitive to the spirit. So it did the same for her also. She could actually tell the difference. As he spoke, she agreed with Pastor Bird. So I just want to say this also, that when Janet said the mission in action, when we are, even though we're in within the four walls and we get on our knees and we pray and we cry out to God and we use scriptures, but we're standing still. We're not moving in our purpose.
And
this is what God is demanding of us now. We're going to die and go to heaven, but we don't want to die and go to heaven with our works undone. We don't want to die and go to heaven without fulfilling our purpose. So this is something
Amen.
That God has been dealing with us with, and he wants us to get rid of the schisms and the isms and what is and what is. Well upon him. Glory. Son, I really appreciate that word tonight. God bless you. I love you. I love you too, Mr. B. Thank you. All of you here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All righty.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's something that he said, Pastor, you can go ahead. You have the liberty before we turn it over to Minister Teron. The vessel that God is using tonight. Jesus.
Yeah,
If there's nothing else you've spoken, I was trying to give space to you if he puts something in your spirit for the
I want to piggyback. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Back on something that he said, and this was when he was speaking to Carmelita. Is Carmelita there?
Alicia, you come later. She's still there. Let me see if her number's still there. Where it is? 9802. Come later, are you there? If not, she's getting ready to be there. Wait a minute. But
that's
just go ahead.
Okay. I'll give her a call. I'll give her a call. But I just saw something as he was talking to her, but he was right on it. But I'll give her a person a call. But I'm just so blessed. I'm in the zone, y'all.
She's about to come online, Pastor.
Give me a second.
Praise God.
Hello.
Yes, she's about to come on. Are you there?
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to boot quick.
Hold on, I'm trying to log in. I'm trying to hurry up.
Well, just go ahead and speak right there from that point because right now don't want to hold the line up. Go ahead. Can you hear her?
Okay, Carmelita. When he was talking to you, I saw you on the potter's wheel. God had you on the potter's wheel. And God is changing you. There were some things that you told me that God had called you to. But God said you are resisting change. And God wants you to be still and stay on the potter's wheel. He wants to break the plate now. And he's making you into something else. And it's not familiar to you. And God said, stay the course. That's just what I saw and heard as he was talking to you. He was just so on point with that. And you ready to run. And God says, stay the course. That's all I got to say.
Are you there? Could you hear her? Wait a minute. Let me see.
I hear I was on.
Okay, then. I was trying to open you back up, but okay. But it's echoing both ways. Okay. All righty.
Can I say one other thing, please?
Yes, yes ma'am.
The lady that was talking about her calling and what people have been telling her, and she say, I tell them how good God's been to me. Those are our testimonies. You're telling them the goodness of the Lord. And I personally believe, and it's a good thing that she's waiting to hear from God, because that was my holy cry. When God mm-hmm. tell me, that's when I'm going to step out. But sometimes God is speaking to us, and we're hearing, but we're not hearing, because it sounds like this is on her now, that she's really dealing with this now, you know, about him calling her to teach. And it's almost like Teron said, he's not going to say, well, I want you to teach, and this is what I want you to say, and this is how I want you to say it. He wants us to trust us. We got the Holy Ghost that lives within us. And it really sounds to me like, still on the line, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, that is with you a lot now. You're thinking about what people are telling me to teach, but I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Is this kind of constantly with you right now?
Yes, ma'am.
With you. You know why it's constantly with you right now?
No, ma'am.
Because you really need to start getting into that word. So when you meet somebody, it's not necessarily standing up before people, but when you meet somebody and they say, oh, God is good, and you can tell them, oh, yes, because this is the day that the Lord has made, you know, and you could go into your scripture, and the more you do it, the more you become it. And for teaching the word, it's knowing exactly what that word means. And
right.
as you study, the Holy Ghost will give it to you. All you got to do is put it in. And there's a reason why it's with you so much now, that you won't pray about it. Because he's dealing with you with it. Because it's time for the sons and daughters of God to come forth. Creation is waiting on you.
Yes, ma'am. That's pretty much what I do. I meet different people. I don't know them, but I witness to them about the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, witnessing to them about the word of God is good. But if you want you to teach, It's almost like when the word of God says a people that know that God should do great exploits. Knowing God is having an intimate relationship with him, a one-on-one with him, where you get your Bible and you said, okay, Father, I'm reading this. Now you give me the understanding. The Bible says get wisdom, but most of all get an understanding. I think you're ready to move on into it. I think you're slowing you down. Now I trust and agree with the prayer that he prayed for you, and I'm going to pray that prayer also. But I think it's after you take that one step and say, okay, I'm spreading this word, and I guarantee you when you get that word in you, somebody going to come before you, you're going to break that word down with wisdom and revelation, and you're going to know it's Holy
Absolutely.
Ghost. That's teaching it.
Absolutely. Because to witness and to teach are two different things.
Different
and that's
things.
Why a part of my prayer was that he opened your eyes and that he opened your ears and that you dig into his word if your call is to teach. Dig into the word and learn of him, not just through your personal experience, but what it is that he would have you share with others and how. Because it's greater. It's greater than just, I love God and God loves me.
Mm-hmm. It's greater than he healed my big toe. Because you're going to change somebody else's life through the word of God that you teach it. And that's a soul coming to God. The first thing God said to us when we first started our ministry was, learn of me.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister, you're going to be a dynamic teacher once you start doing it, once you start getting off into it. Because you're so careful right now that you're going to be even more careful with God's word.
Yes, ma'am, because my desire is to please Jesus. That's my
mm-hmm.
desire.
You know
I
what?
Don't want
to. You know what I hear? What I hear
ahead,
a lot?
You're about to say what I'm about to say to come against that spirit. Go ahead.
Fear not. Fear not.
Yes.
Because what I'm
That's
hearing
it.
In you is fear.
That's
what
it,
I'm
right
hearing
there.
In you is that you're afraid. And you're afraid because you don't want to mess up. Listen. God says step. He said step. Go forward. Go for it. I'm not saying open a teaching ministry tomorrow, but I'm saying you at least need to be about the study.
You at least need to about moving forward to make it come to fruition. And sometimes we can be so scared. You remember the stories of the servants with the talents? He gave one, he gave one, five, and all of that, right? You remember that story, right? And do you remember what he said to the one that buried it in the ground? He called him wicked. He called him wicked, and he was wicked because he was afraid. The man said, I would rather you put my money in the bank and make something happen. So this is, you need to start moving to make something happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to move forward in that because you have the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Do you know the voice of God?
Yes.
Do you trust the voice of God?
Yes.
Then move on his word. Move on his word. That is fear speaking. I hear fear in you.
Mm-hmm.
He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of one of power, one of peace, and of a sound mind. No more fear. No more fear. He's got you. He's got you. He's got you.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, bless them. And Father, I come against not only, I'm in agreement with my brother, glory to God, with the fear, but I come against confusion and even doctrine and tradition and things that she's gone through in time past. I'm praying, as you're saying, as Pastor Betty, as well as this minister of the gospel have said, get in the word, study God's word, you know his voice, hear his voice, and you have supporters here. But in the meantime, I come against every satanic and demonic force that things of the past of confusion and fear and what ifs and doubts and whatever, and thinking, glory to God, the mindset that the enemy is trying to get her, glory to God, in feeling captive. But the devil is alive. We loose you today in the name of Jesus, that your ears will come open to the Spirit of the Lord, a deaf ear to everything that the devil has said and all the things, glory to God, that has got you feeling confused about being released and fearful about going forward. But God, we thank you that the yoke is destroyed this night. Glory to God. You took time out, glory to God, to pour into her, to minister to her, to bring truth this night. And you said the truth will make you free. And we are thanking you, glory to God, that freedom that she has, and in you she live and move and have your being. And you said whom the Son set free is free indeed. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as she opened herself and said, I trust you, glory to God, and I believe your word, and I'm going to stand on it, that I'll not look back at the things, the former things, but I'm going forward and looking to the hills with coming to my help. God, I trust you, and I accept, glory to God, the call that you have placed on my life. I will not walk in fear. Anytime fear knocks at the door again, you say it is written, and apply what the word says. Fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, he said he would strengthen you, he would help you, and uphold you with his right hand. He's not giving you the spirit of fear. Isaiah 41:10 for the first one. Be encouraged and fight the good fight of faith daily, pressing and pursuing, glory to God, in the things of God, and not allowing the things of the past to entangle you and glory to God and cause you, glory to God, to waver. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Okay. The line too that maybe didn't get in. Is that the last? If one person, I don't know if they done dropped off or not, but it was one other line that didn't come open. If you're there,
praise the Lord. The Zaba. Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I was just listening to everybody, and I just want to just say something. I just thank God for Pastor Betty's son. I thank God for him. I just enjoyed word on tonight, and as I was just sitting back, just listening. I thank God for how you was saying that we are called to serve. I thank God for that, and I also was looking at this part where you were saying that we have to be thirst after him. Not just thirst after other things, but thirst after him. And that's one of the things that I am. I'm thirsty after him. I I know that I can do what God can do. I want me to do. Yeah. I know I can. I just got to speak it and declare it. And I know that he's the word of God said that those he loves, he chased those that he loves. And so I just thank God for you, how you just broke the word down so beautiful tonight. And as I was just listening to you, I said, Lord, I said, it looked like there's nothing wrong with this man. There's nothing wrong with him. The way you are speaking, how you just brought that word out so plain. We're so many of us that don't even have anything wrong with us. It's not doing what we're supposed to do. So God, I just pray right now that God continue to bless you and keep you, that you will continue to go through the things that he are taking you through, and ask you to continue to, as I go through the things that he want me to go through, that you just continue to touch and agree with me too, because we
yes,
all
ma'am.
Need prayer in these days and times as we going through out here
yes,
today
ma'am.
To speak the word of God, because we need that help. We need help for each and every one. So I just ask
yes,
you
ma'am.
Just to continue to pray and touch and agree with me as I go through the things that I have to go through. And as I'm going to say this here and I'm going to stop. I thank God for your mother. She is a sweet woman, God. Thank God for her. And I thank God for now that I can, my eyes, I have had some surgery on my eyes, but I was telling Sister Hubbard, I was telling her, I said, in the spiritual realm, I know that God opened up our eyes to see. I said, but in the natural realm, I thought that I was seeing in the natural realm, but I see now that God has done another work for my eyes that I can see a little bit better. So I praise God for what he's doing in my life. And I don't want to be like you were speaking about I can't call the name of the people that the lady was there, but I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire for the Lord. I want to do what he'll have me to do. So I'm just thanking God for what you have already spoken tonight, knowing that we got to just move with him and just let him help us to go through, and we got to be doing something ourselves, not just sitting back. We got to be moving, not just and when we hear his voice, just act on it and do what he'll have us to do. So I just thank God for you. Continue to pray for me.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly will. What's your name again, ma'am?
I'm a Magdalene McCormick.
McCormick. Absolutely, yes, ma'am. There's one more thing that I heard you say, to speak it and declare it. But there is one more thing. You have to act. You have to walk it out.
Amen.
Amen. Because we do a lot of speaking and declaring, but if we don't put action behind that, the Bible clearly declares that faith without works is dead. So we can believe it, we can say it, we can decree it, we can declare it, but we must walk it out. And I believe you will. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay. Pastor Hubbard. Pastor Hubbard.
I'm just talking, Satan. Just talking and don't mute again. I was saying there was a line that was 7864. The line wasn't open at the time, but if you have a prayer request, we'll take that now. If not, we won't allow the man of God, praise God, to go ahead and have remarks. Truly, this is anointed of night. Glory to God. Even he just keep taking us to levels and dimensions, and I'm telling you, I'm really just thoroughly enjoy what God is doing, and the anointing is flowing even in this ministry. I'm ministering tonight. I bless God that you just yielding your vessel and open to the spirit of Minister Teron. Praise God. At this time, is anyone else? And other than that, we're going to turn it over to our speaker tonight, to share his remarks, and then we're going to make the announcement of for the next several nights for the messengers that are coming forward. Truly a revival. I bless God. The prayer has been life-changing, transformation, and even shifting us to the next dimension, even the speakers. And he is doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So no one else at this time, Minister Teron Lamondre Pugh, we give the floor to you as the Lord leads you, and thank you again so much for obeying the Spirit of the Lord.
Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you for just allowing God to share with you what he poured into me. And, you know, my mother mentioned that she never hurt me like this. Me either.
That's the Holy Spirit.
This was definitely definitely different. And as I said, in pulling this together, I struggled until the last minute. And it was the kind of thing where what I worked on before, I even thought, well, let me listen to the previous days. And it was like, nope, don't do that. Don't do that. It was almost as if there was a need for an unpolluted word to come forth. And I'm humbled and I'm thankful. And I thank you for being open and willing to hear what God had deposited. So thank you. And I celebrate 6 years of divine connections. Auntie, you've been very, very faithful and diligent in this, and you've always been so encouraging to me and so many other people that I know in terms of ministry, in terms of just seeing the potential that people did not even see themselves. I am a speaker, and I often say that I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not an inspirational speaker. I'm a life speaker. I speak life into people. And let me just say, you have done that ever since I was a child. You have been a life speaker. And I appreciate you and I honor you for that. And I thank you and I pray for you. I pray for your ministry. I pray for the healing of your body. I pray for the wisdom that God, I pray that God gives wisdom to you on what you need to do for you. Because you're always praying for other people. You're always supporting other people. You're always pouring into other people. But I pray that you are poured into. I pray that you receive wisdom on what you need to do for yourself, for your health, and for your well-being. And I pray for the heart and the courage and the discipline
Glory,
to receive
thank
it
you, Jesus.
And act on it. And I call
Hallelujah.
It done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
To everyone that joined on tonight, thank you. Thank you again. It is amazing what happens when people come together. They get energized, and they get built up. Now the task is to go out into the world and set up kingdom and have dominion. That is your charge. That is our purpose. That's why we're here. And Pastor, I turn it over to you for the benediction.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Tonight I'm going to have you to pray right after I make this announcement. I just want, glory to God, you all to know that just to celebrate continuously what God is doing. I'm telling you, he wants to, more hungry we be, the more thirsty we'll be. Well, thank God the more and more he'll fill us. Thank God that he is really feeling like we are at the brim tonight, but he'll expand us and pour into more. So I thank God again for that. Our next speaker is, glory to God, for Thursday night, going to be none other than Apostle Mary Burden, glory out of Columbia, South Carolina, New Hope. And on Friday night, none other than Pastor Prophetess Lillian Bird on Friday night. On Saturday night, we'll have Pastor Apostle Daney, Barbara Daney out of Sumter, South Carolina, which is really Manning. And then on our Sunday night, going into the seventh year, will be Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, globally out as we celebrate, globally got these 6 years and going into our 70 on Sunday. So it's been Sunday to Sunday this time. I give God glory and honor for all that my ears have heard. And as I said, anyone desires to go back that came on late, that you can go back and listen to the episodes after an hour. It should be the podcast to be up. It says www.blogtalkradio.com/Robert Divine, spelled with a D, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Praise God. At this time, praise the Lord. We give God glory, and we thank God how that he's done and doing. And I pray that you let this meditate in your spirit, marinate in glory. I live by it. Don't just discard it and say it was a good word, but hold on to those words that God has blessed through the man of God, even in the prophetic, in the prayer, in the word of knowledge that he's given, that we'll take that and the night before, and we'll glory to God, not allow the enemy to rob us of it, and we don't give it up. Keep pressing and pursuing, and let God continue to grow us in grace. At this time, glory to God, none other than my son in the gospel, my nephew, glory to the loving, blessed man of God. I've given it over to you now to do the benediction. Most of the time I do, but I just feel the unction of let you do it tonight, and we praise God for you. And after that, it's shalom, shalom. To God be the glory.
Again,
Minister
thank you,
LaMondre,
for,
can you do our benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we do indeed thank you. Father, we simply pray that the word that you've imparted tonight, that it lands on good soil, Father, that it roots and it takes strong root, Father, and it grows and it changes and it develops into what you would have it to be, that we see the fruit that it bears, Father. And God, we thank you for everybody that was on the call tonight, God. We simply pray that you protect them, that you heal them, and they walk in the fullness of your call, and they walk in the fullness of your abundance, Father. Whether that be through health, wealth, or whatever it is, God, may they walk in it fully, completely, and authentically, God, and be what you call them to be, Father. And right now, I simply pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Lord, you are our strength, and you certainly are our only Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Call somebody, share
Amen.
The number.
Amen.
Praise God.
Good night.
Love you, man.
Good night.
Love you, God. Good night.
Well.
Oh, at least you didn't get the same thing, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.